So last night, I dreamt of the first question. As I realized to consider is putting them up on that shelf, a sort of counting this morning below myself, 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 myself. Why was it even the number that I would call for upgrading my thoughts? Most likely a telephone pole was in my way. Was I binary? Oh yes, true. I love that plain, useless fact that I am mom. Actually, the zero dialing. While being in the face of love. With me as father. Being the nothing, but also the one in me watching as a child in the cone of counting them smiling, 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 smiling. Could I have been played again by simple, mindless focusing the border? That would pile up right in front of this so-called third eye, or rather tired eyes. Tired eyes. After I poked around in these thoughts, hitting my chest, stabbing me into my chicken solar plexus, forcefulness. Using my lumpy index finger, I would start to feel the smile coming across my screen, representing my face. Keep walking through steps towards recovering infinity of history lies. Getting blue of suffering from my overdressed feet, followed by purple sand as my shadow. I took two steps more. I felt yellow like bleached out pink pacifiers lost in the mall. I remembered that pocket knife the doctor had used for my tracheotomy. Already watching the side effect of my brain's not working. The way the book opened the thoughts. It had paper pages looking like plastic foil, sealed and wrapped around that certain word. That word would literally fell apart by touching it, but also cutting my skin each time I just came close with my thoughts. Thoughts. Yeah. And for some equated reason, the church prayer got involved. I never heard before. Harassed layers of echoes in my eyes falling as tears. But was this anyway the effect of water? Salty, misty? Salty, misty? Salty, misty? What avalanche was happening this time? Itching and rubbing my hands, I noticed my index finger fell off. Obviously, this would happen someday. But why now? Why now? Why now? oversized foot moved it, addicted to bawling. Sure, it fell in the sewer. Considering its bloody self as white, trouble is brewing, switching the chameleon in my room. Rather gray mixed spices with black insects constantly crawling down my broken shoulders, trying to reach through those tiny holes. Grabbing for my lost parent finger, pointing in between those fading lines of chars. Feeling very well in my confusion, but useless nevertheless. I jumped and screamed for more. I yelled at people passing by, "Hey, you! Hey, you! Hey, you! Why you feel so confident watching me as an idiot? Why you feel just fine considering my scream at you as offending? You are... I guess I need to shut you down. Where is my cruel finger now pointing at you? Oh, come on, I wasn't being this way in my mind. That acting was great, imagining the tale without the teller. I was worse, taking the nurse's purse, remember? I had just heard my inner voice say, do it! Do it! Do it! Do it! But then rather my blood rustled and started to boil. The notes was that some warm liquid, as I felt, was dripping from my ear. I had to say, why? Touching the experience I just had, the sight would freeze, all flaky and dropping from the ceiling. All around this floor had taken me into recording. Everything suddenly stood still. Oh yes, I guess I'm intoxicated. I'm intoxicated, session body. At least my mouth would start to count the confession. And I calculated this behavior as a suggestion of my sold out body in this particular edition, and wearing cloth covering my eyes, trying to pick the next sword of binary again. I remember find some tool for attaching to my hand, where now my index finger was missing. I thought about going to the liquor store for some alcohol container. Well, I passed the shop window with beautiful dolls. Plastic captured souls could help too. Quickly undressed myself and headed for the handle of the door separating me from the inside of this shop for souls. As I entered the store, oh yes, by the way, I used to love the ski mask made of Indian silk. However, the struggle choosing cloth touching that body was anything he would worry. As I, as me, felt she, in me pushing the powder up my nose as theirs. Abused by stains, it said on my shirt. It said in red glowing letters, reflected by mirrors, just like that. Imagine the order would be taken with my skirt on. That was just my choice of being under attack of my surrounding air particles passing my so-called skin. You was almost dead anyway, I realized. All wrinkly and dried out. I noticed as I stepped on it, tearing off my eyelid. The question was, standing in that air-conditioned ball of hell. Air-conditioned ball of hell. Air-conditioned ball of hell, what could I? What would I need to do now? My cells reminded me of the paper sentence. The counting paper that father figure would die for. And I did see him do that to her holy sacred bodies. For sake of that chewing gum god. Chewing gum god. And I did never understand why. Never why. Anyway. I opened the purse I had received after my stay from that construction site of their stray studies about me. Whatever again that repeatedly was. Was what was what? Yes. I was what was I was. What was I was? Was I looking for was, or some was of Oz? Spelling began, was not about any further belief. Darn, my brain started flopping like, actually I couldn't tell. I wasn't even sure if this was my brain or a brain at all. It just flopped through my skull, bringing animals in cages, bloody meat. Oh, most docs would say, God, glad it didn't fail. And such a luck you feel it beat. Attacked, my mouth would act up again, even some tooth fell out. To the ground during the bite to a tongue that got stuck in the mire. Afraid of that nasty sound the color would create, I stuffed all cotton I could find hanging in that fancy shop. It said wigs in my mouth. Somebody yelled, hey, call the pigs! I mean cops! I thought to myself as her would jerk up next, my ass got all wrinkly. Felt in trouble using the elevator, so I jumped to the side. And that was what I counted as tricks from way back in that history of measuring dots going down the ramp. My legs snapped like matches flicked off. Siren screaming, barking. Made me feel barfing, overwhelmed. I quickly collected my bones, yielding as one, only one leg was able to be fixed again. I jumped again, this time my head would suffer bruises by falling on it. Was it was I? A hat, looking for the hit on what it calling 1-2. Ain't nothing moves me. It didn't matter anymore. Parts of my skin, again and again, skin, and again and skin, got stuck to the telephone pole I had to hit on it. calling. Jump over and just tore most of my skin. And the doggy bag was ready to go. Mirror of Daily Daisy was telling me my face was gone. What a relief this would be, hunted like the hound. Just gazing for food, I attached one of the wigs as a face. In mind, those pigs, the curly one would suit me well. My eyes could tell as ringing the fire bell, huge firearms pointing at me, horny as the night shifts crawling me back into my skin. It was a horrible fine walk to their mall, but I started to have enough of them all. As I heard my voice call, "Hey, Yon, you have the list and all. Now go get up before you fall." Did this mean I should go back and call? The whole problem was I wasn't able to point the way, as I felt the exit would have activated the magnetic counter sprite net. Gosh, how ridiculous it was pointing using that plastic finger. It definitely was time to get the container and some long rope and head for the sewer to find my index finger again. The dial plate would stick to my hand and just not working right. I suppose, unfortunately, I had a voice whispering in my ear across the frost landline. Slow. Slow. Love landline, leave me alone now. Alone now.